I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. New York City is in the midst of an identity crisis, one that's been going on for quite a while. It's the old issue of gentrification. Neighborhoods traditionally thought of as solidly immigrant working class are changing, and rents are sky high. Today, Ashley Cleek takes us to one neighborhood, Sunset Park in Brooklyn, where longtime residents are wondering if they can afford to stay.
Inside a courtyard sandwiched between two old factories, men and women twist through the steps of salsa. On the sidelines, couples circle their hips and shoulders in anticipation of the next song. They sip beers and eat Puerto Rican comfort food. It feels like a throwback, a good old neighborhood barbecue. But it's actually something of a community relations event, put on by a private company that's recently moved into the neighborhood. Outside the gates, a dozen or so people are protesting. They wave giant black flags that read, "No displacement." They're scared this event and the development behind it will squeeze them out of their neighborhood.
Scared isn't even the word. Like, it's just, it's kind of like, what do I do?
Antoinette Martinez is 29. She's lived in this neighborhood all her life, but she can't afford her own apartment here. And she's worried what will happen if and when her parents' rent goes up. Martinez's grandparents moved to New York City from Puerto Rico. They bought their first house here, and the whole family lived together when she was growing up. Martina says her father loves salsa music. So every Sunday when she was a kid, he would put two speakers in the windows.
He would blast it. If you went, like, across the street, like, you would hear the music blasting. So, like, it was always a part of me. Like, it was just something, like, my parents, they would always dance to.
Then, 3 years ago, Jamestown Properties bought up 16 massive buildings and started to turn the area into Industry City, a place that would be filled with small-scale manufacturing, tech, and media jobs. And when Industry City threw this salsa party recently, it hit a nerve with Martinez and others in the community. Another protester, June Allende, says the whole event felt like a ploy.
They take pictures while they do these events and say, hey, look, we're for the community.
We have people of color at our events.
We have people of color at our events.
The development company says this simply isn't true. Crystal Rivera is the director of community engagement at Industry City. She's also Puerto Rican. And she's kind of exasperated by these allegations. She says the salsa parties are not a ploy to trick the community. They are a response to what the community asked for.
And I think that that's our job, really, as a property that's in a place that has a diverse community, right, is to be responsive to what people would like to see happening here.
This is where my family, like, settled. In Sunset Park.
After work one day, I meet up with Antoinette Martinez again, and we walk through the park that gives the neighborhood its name. It's a quarter Asian and almost 50% Latino. The majority are originally from Puerto Rico. And it has a perfect view of the Statue of Liberty.
So if we keep walking up, like, you'll see a beautiful view of the waterfront, and then that's basically what all of these companies and, like, Industry City are really going after.
The neighborhood's waterfront used to be a manufacturing center, shipping and lots of garment factories. And most of the neighborhood used to work here. But you know the story. American manufacturing jobs moved overseas and factory buildings were abandoned. Now, Industry City is trying to bring life and work back to the waterfront. But the development is also pushing up real estate prices at a time when real estate values in New York are exploding anyway. Apartments in Sunset Park are twice as expensive as they were 5 years ago, which means that adults like Martinez still live with their parents, and some families sleep two or three people to a room. Columbia University sociologist Van Tran says Sunset Park is a snapshot of a countrywide feeling of financial unease and dislocation.
I think what you're seeing in Sunset Park is that our traditional idea of the American dream, of upward social mobility, of hard work leading to success, of owning a home that you could afford, is increasingly unattainable to the new generations of immigrants who have arrived, but also to the children of the older generation of Puerto Ricans who have lived there for the last 35 years.
Tran stresses there are good things that come from gentrification, decreased crime, and better city services. But, he says, communities like Sunset Park will need help to stay in their homes. Tran says cities have to build more affordable housing. And lawmakers should think about creating rent control policies for local businesses so that families and mom-and-pop stores aren't priced out.
So this Chinese restaurant is closed. I wouldn't be surprised if they are building up something else here.
Martinez has finally decided she'll have to leave Sunset Park if she wants a place of her own. So she's looking about an hour and a half away in the Bronx. As for her parents, Martinez says they've rented in Sunset Park for more than a decade. So if the rent goes up or their building gets sold, they're thinking of moving back with family in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, they're thinking about moving there because then if they live out there, they don't have to worry about paying rent or anything because they own the house.
Martinez says the pace of the neighborhood's transformation is sometimes staggering.
This looks nothing. Oh my God, this is not.
Some blocks don't look at all like her home.
Yeah, it looks so different.
But from the highest point in the park, the view hasn't changed. The Statue of Liberty and the tip of Manhattan. For The World, I'm Ashley Gleick.
As we go up, like, it's super breathtaking. And then when we stand over here, you'll see everything.